Washington insider Dave Leventhal with us on the WBEN Trocare College Liveline this morning. Hey, checking in on Bills Mafia in D.C., Dave. How'd you enjoy the game?
Oh, I mean, it was glorious. And I was there for the opener against Arizona, and we won. And I'll be there in Baltimore for the Sunday night game coming up this week or next week. But, man, that was one I was sure wishing I was at. And I'm sure 71,000 people who were at the stadium at Highmark were feeling pretty darn good about the way that the Bills season is going so far.
Oh,
great
yeah.
night.
Not a bad start. Not a bad start. That's right. All right. Well, 6 weeks away, Dave, until Election Day. Is this the time when things ramp up? You know, we were trying to talk yesterday about it's kind of one of these crazy election years. So much has happened. You can't say that nothing will turn this total race on its head, because we've seen, you know, like five of these events so far, and there is still 6 weeks. At the same time, it is hard to imagine a lot changing in just over a month.
Yeah, and anyone who's not expecting surprises between now and November 5th, Election Day, has not been paying attention to the way that this election has been going. I think it's almost a certainty that there's going to be something, some kind of bombshell or multiple bombshells that happen between now and then. It might happen at the vice presidential debate next week. It might be on the campaign trail at a speech that somebody gives. It could be intel that is unearthed about one candidate or both. So I think everyone needs to just buckle up and realize that it's likely not going to be the status quo, Brian, between now and Election Day.
But, you know, voting is already underway in many places, not here, but around the country. There's a lot of votes are already being cast, right?
Sure, Susan. And Pennsylvania is one of those states. And there's several right now that, in, of course, every state has different rules and different regulations regarding early voting. But some states you can already vote, and other states you can get an absentee ballot, and you can cast that as well if you're eligible. And more states are going to be added to that list the closer we get to Election Day, providing that they have early voting rules, which most states do to some extent. So the candidates absolutely have to be making not only cases to vote for me at some point in the future, but vote for me now. And a state like Pennsylvania, this is why we have both candidates spending so much time there. That's going to continue to be the case for the next several weeks. And that's a state that is not only so critical to the outcome of the election and the fortunes of Donald Trump and Kamala Harris both, but a state that begins to vote very early. And as a result, the stakes are even higher for them at this point. Kamala Harris spending time in Pittsburgh. Donald Trump, meanwhile, today is going to be down in Georgia, which is another critical state. Expect him to talk a lot about manufacturing, but we'll see if Donald Trump sticks to that script, which Donald Trump, of course, wants to go off script. And it's entirely possible that that manufacturing speech that he's going to be delivering and creating a new manufacturing environment for workers and for companies here in the United States will be that and maybe multiple somethings else.
You know, if you look at the two candidates, it seems like they're approaching this very differently. Donald Trump is everywhere and anywhere, and there's no shortage of clips of him talking about everything under the sun. And Harris, meanwhile, has events, but not quite as frequent. You don't hear quite as much as of her. I saw in ABC News on their website, they had a quote from someone in the Harris campaign saying, "More is not always more." And would that kind of sum up the way that she's going to approach the last 6 weeks?
I think so, Brian. And anyone who has been paying attention will have noticed that, too. And Donald Trump is Donald Trump. He's going to talk about whatever is on his mind at the moment. He can have all the advisors in the world, and once Donald Trump gets up on the stage, if he wants to talk about the 2016 election, he's going to talk about the 2016 election. If he wants to talk about Viktor Orban of Hungary, he's going to talk about that. If he wants to talk about Hannibal Lecter, he's going to talk about Hannibal Lecter. Kamala Harris doesn't have that issue, but the problem with Kamala Harris, as some people have seen it, is that she has been so scripted and oftentimes so cautious that even though that's worked for her up to this point, and she's been able to overcome the shadow of Joe Biden and the disastrously downward trajectory that was in place for Democrats until Joe Biden dropped out of the race. Also, too, there are some voters who want to know more about her. What is she going to do? What are her policies going to be? Why hasn't she affected more change during her time as vice president? These are some of the questions that consistently get asked of her. We've seen her delve into media interviews a little bit more. She had a very interesting one with Wired magazine, where she answered a whole series of questions that were based on the top search returns from search engines about her. You know, people should check it out, whether they like her or don't like her. But these are some of the things that we are beginning to see a little bit more of. And this is also to Brian off her debate performance, where that was really sort of the first time that she had a full-blown, unscripted, non-teleprompted event and had to talk directly to the American people. It went pretty well for her, so she's cautiously begun to go into that area a little bit more than she had up until that point.
I'm also seeing, Dave, that Kamala Harris is considering a trip to the southern border, and Trump is planning a return trip for a rally in Butler County, Pennsylvania. What's behind these two?
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of going at the things that may be as high profile as anything for both of them. Kamala Harris in a negative sense, in that she had been deemed the overseer of the border, the border czar. Yeah, there's a dispute as to exactly what her role was, at least in the minds of many voters. So she's kind of going right at the thing that is one of her biggest weaknesses and liabilities, arguably, on the campaign trail, and sort of owning that or trying to chart a path forward on an issue that voters of all political stripes really, really care about, which is security on the southern border and immigration in general. By Donald Trump going back to the place where he was shot in the ear and millimeters away from potentially being severely wounded or killed, it's sort of saying, hey, I'm not afraid of anything. And I'm somebody who is going to always lead from the front and not lead from the back. I'm not going to be scared of a bad situation that happened to me and my supporters. So two very different strategies, I think, that we're seeing emerge with these two candidates. But also, too, both candidates really trying to make their final pitches here because time is running short, as you've noted.
Yeah. Dave, thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate it. And great to look ahead to the next 6 weeks. Dave Leventhal, Washington Insider.